USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's now day four of the Democratic National Convention, and Joe Biden will take center stage as he officially accepts his party's nomination for president. The first night of the convention featured First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton headlined the proceedings on Tuesday. Wednesday night featured vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and a speech by former President Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others are expected to speak before the former vice president takes the stage. As this is the final night of the Democratic National Convention, next week the Republicans will take the stage with President Trump and the Republican National Convention. We'll keep you updated with all the information right here at USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More than two dozen major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. Two people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the President of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The president is trying to block TikTok from giving China all of the proceeds from the sale, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC said it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
Tara Reid, who rocked the presidential primary race earlier this year with sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, voiced disappointment in the Democratic Party's handling of claims from her and other sexual harassment survivors as the convention draws to a close.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, so to me, what the speaker lineup, showed is kind of a thumb in, all our faces. It was really draconian and really disappointing. Rape culture in the United States is thriving under the Democratic Party. I feel like they are not only enabling, but they're allowing that behavior to continue.
In March, Reid accused Biden of sexual assault when she served as a staffer in his Senate office in 1993. She had previously come forward with seven other women in April 2019 and accusing the Democratic nominee of inappropriate touching and other claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.